Hello, folks. The second set of readings this week are Schrader Fréchette's Human Rights and Duties to Alleviate Environmental Injustice and Bartholomé's Inventing the University. The first piece by Schrader Fréchette is building on the readings assigned this week by Bullard and Schrader Fréchette on domestic and global environmental discrimination. And it's also a prelude to the readings to come in climate ethics, where we really are looking at collective action problems that can't really be solved at an individual level and requires collective action, collective responsibility. With regard to this first piece, I want you to start thinking about the assumptions the authors are making. Schrader Fréchette assumes that we have a right against what she calls severe and life-threatening threats of environmental harm. What you need to understand is that environmental discrimination, environmental risk, a lot of this is based on statistics that show the likelihood of exposure to pollutants and the likelihood that that exposure is going to lead to harm. So this creates a certain problem for us and for scholars thinking about how we have some type of right against possibilities of harm, against mere threats of harm. So I want you to make that connection that how can we ultimately how might a right not to be harmed translate into a right not to be exposed to certain risks of harm? So usually we take for granted, and scholars will assume, that we can't be harmed by another person intentionally or knowingly. And what you need to be thinking about is how that right not to be harmed can ultimately entail or include a right for someone not to engage in or to perform actions that might cause some harm, where we don't quite know the probability that you could be harmed, and be able to explain whether you think this starting assumption is problematic. And as I note, in thinking about target audiences, which is Bartholomé's focus, I want you to think about whether or not, I want you to think about why Schrader Fréchette would make these assumptions in the first place by thinking about who you think her target audience is. So Schrader Fréchette's argument is sort of twofold. She ends up defending two claims, and both of these are conditional. If it's the case that citizens have benefited from pollution arrangements, which she defines, then they bear an ethical responsibility. And if citizens are able to influence the government, they bear a democratic responsibility. I want you to be able to explain the difference between these conceptions of responsibility and how each one of these ultimately requires us to resolve or prevent environmental injustices. As I note in the reading notes, this is really key to her argument. Be thinking about these conditional claims. Don't be confused by these. This is essentially her qualifying her thesis. It's not that we always have an ethical responsibility, and it's not that we always have a democratic responsibility. We only have those different responsibilities if a certain condition obtains. It's a way of acknowledging that there are going to be, presumably, lots of cases in which we might not have that responsibility. So don't be confused by this. That said, I want you to focus on one of those central claims and the argument she makes for one of those central claims. And perhaps it will make your life easier to know that the same argument really is working to defend both of these claims. But depending on which one you focus on, your explanation of the argument is going to be different. So in that vein, as has become rote, I want you to think about three reasons or pieces of evidence that she uses to support this claim and a possible warrant for this argument. And I might have, as sort of a side note or perhaps an extra credit question on the quiz this time around, to be thinking about which of those two arguments she proposes you find more persuasive and why. And then just, again, trying to bring each of these readings full circle to the purpose of this class in promoting good writing. Think about what she does well and what she does poorly, and try to translate those good things or bad things into principles of good writing. Be prepared to identify a possible principle that we could glean from her scholarship. With Bartholomé, we totally shift focus. This is a piece on writing, thinking about the importance of audience, and it's intended to supplement the readings that you've had by Meyer and Smith and Somers, who discuss the revision process and skills inexperienced writers need to develop. So in this vein, I want you to be thinking about how thinking about target audience should affect and can improve your writing. So I want you to be able to explain Bartholomé's notion of a discourse community. Don't overthink this. This is an unnecessarily vague concept a vague description of a very straightforward idea. And be thinking about the difference between conventions and principles of writing. So but what Bartholomé is alluding to are conventions in particular academic discourse communities. And I want you to start getting in the habit of critiquing conventions of writing and determining whether or not they deserve to be a principle of writing. So in political theory, for instance, often we use these colorful examples, which we call thought experiments, and sometimes they do really well, motivate some humor or create a really unique analogy that helps clarify a point. Other times they're worthless and they're dramatic and unrealistic, and they fail to serve their purpose. And so this convention, good or bad, I want you to be able to critique and to determine whether or not it merits being a principle that we try to implement in our own writing. So in that vein, thinking about conventions and principles, Bartholomé's emphasis on academic audience is really going to be crucial, because there are going to be universal or near universal conventions in academic writing. And I want you to be able to explain why it's important to know these conventions and expectations for any given discourse community. What is the purpose of knowing these conventions as a writer in your particular field? And be prepared to identify a couple conventions of writing and research that you see in your own field. I'll try to incorporate that into the quiz as well. So beyond the conventions of academic writing and knowing what a discourse community is, I want you to be able to explain what Bartholomé understands sounding academic to mean. And ultimately, his critique of inexperienced writers is that they don't sound academic. And I want you to explain how he views the solution to this problem. How can inexperienced writers come to sound academic?